Lyndon must have liked you. You two had an affinity, apparently, for each other.
Bill Moyers and I think, were somewhat like the sons he didn't have. He could chew us out, but we could also give it back where nobody else could. We got away with an awful lot that others didn't get away with, so to speak.
Did you ever say to him, but Mr. President, I respectfully disagree with you. I think that's wrong. Would you ever challenge some of his judgment?
Yeah, because he was impulsive in many ways, particularly when he was angered or what have you. He would say, do this, do that, or whatever, and he'd give maybe 8 or 10 things to do. And sometimes I would say, well, could we talk about X or could we talk about Y or something and give my point of view at that? Other times I would let him vent and just ignore what he said to do. That was fraught with peril because sometimes he meant it and he was wiser than I, and sometimes he didn't mean it. So if you didn't carry out what he said to do, you could get a good dressing down.
Did you ever think that, I've gone too far?
No, not in those. Lyndon Johnson liked his personal staff, his White House staff, not to be glamour boys. I would be in the newspaper from time to time, and I always worried about that. I didn't want the publicity. Because of my age, I didn't want it, because there are knives out. That position in particular, if you have any kind of a weakness or what have you, the knives are out, and they can really just kill you in terms of your effectiveness. I never worried about being fired, but perhaps being moved out of the line of power if I got some publicity that I didn't want.
Hubert, Humphrey, and Johnson. What was Johnson's view of Hubert? Did he like him? Did you think he treated him fairly?
Well, I think in those days, no vice president is treated fairly. I recall, you know, when I was appointment secretary in the White House staff mess in the basement there, it had a little dining room, and I had a table. It was always my table. Well, Philippine mess boys were the people who served at the White House dining room. I had this penchant for a brownie and ice cream, vanilla ice cream, as a dessert. So they always had one for me there, whatever time I ate. I usually ate lunch when the president would go back to the mansion for lunch and taking his nap. So it'd be 2 o'clock or so. One time, Humphrey was there and had finished his meeting with the president, and so said, you want to go down and have lunch? We did. We came to dessert. I said, do you have the brownie and ice cream today? And they said, oh, yes, sir. Hubert said, that sounds great. I'd like to have that for dessert. And they said, well, I'm sorry, but we only have one left, and that's Mr. Jones. I said, hell no, that's the vice president's. So that gives you an indication. In those days, the vice president was an afterthought. Hubert Humphrey was, in many cases, an afterthought to the central decision-making. But Lyndon Johnson liked Hubert Humphrey extremely. He respected him. He respected his mind. He was frustrated by him because he talked so much and sometimes talked more than he should in terms of getting certain things made public that Johnson didn't want made public at that particular time. I'll never forget, and this sounds denigrating, but it was not intended to be, I don't think. Humphrey was going out on an overseas trip, and he was in the Oval Office. Johnson was telling him, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, et cetera, and get this point across. At the end, he said, now, Hubert, don't go off and make a whole bunch of statements, he said.
Did Hubert take that in stride?
Yeah.
Hubert was known as a happy warrior, wasn't he?
He was a very nice fellow.